Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Read through the sentences below and choose the option A, B, or C, which best completes them according to what you hear. Sentence 0 has been done as an example. Now read the sentences.
It's 60 years to the day since New Zealander Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay conquered the world's highest mountain. They stayed on the summit of Mount Everest for just 15 minutes and descended to find themselves famous.
Everest conquered, the New Zealander Edmund Hillary got his first mail and congratulatory telegrams from George Lowe, a fellow countryman and expedition colleague. Us 35 miles from Kathmandu, capital of Nepal, Hillary and Tenzing were welcomed and congratulated by their fellow members of the expedition.
News of the successful ascent of a British expedition reached London shortly before the coronation of Queen Elizabeth, boosting the national mood. 6 decades on, the sons of the two mountaineers have returned to London for a day of celebrations, culminating in a reception which the Queen is expected to attend. Peter Hillary, Sir Edmund's son, has been speaking to Europe correspondent Barbara Miller.
It was an incredibly special time. Europe was a damaged place after the war. There was the coronation of a beautiful young queen, and suddenly the ultimate gift, you know, a British expedition succeeded in climbing the world's highest mountain. But why it endures, I think, it sent a message to every single person that you could do it if you wanted to.
And an awful lot of people have taken that message to heart and do climb Everest. Are there too many people now trying to ascend the mountain?
Look, there are a lot of people up there. I was just up at Everest Base Camp actually last week, and it's a canvas city. They're very comfortable up there these days. But I think the answer is it's wonderful there are a lot of people up there, because no longer it's a groundbreaking event, but it is a huge event for those individuals. And I think it's wonderful they're doing it. But the pollution on Everest has also improved greatly. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised how clean Everest Base Camp was. There are still challenges. Human waste is the biggest one. These are always the unpleasant ones, which take a bit more innovation. But I think we're getting there. I think the mountain is not in too bad a shape.
Some reports recently of some climbers fighting with Sherpas on the mountain. Was that just a one-off incident, or is that an indication of tensions there?
You're looking at a place where there is high elevation. People are hypoxic. They're ego-driven. They're ambitious. They're exhausted. Emotions are close to the surface. Every so often, things happen. Look, that event was certainly lamentable. I don't think there are any clear right or wrongs. I think it was a great shame for climbing on Mount Everest for both sides.
What's it been like growing up in the shadow of this great man?
Oh, look, there's pros and cons with all of these things. But, I think actually Dad was a very inclusive fellow. As a small boy, he was dragging me up on climbs with various other famous mountaineers. And that was a marvellous experience.
And at home, tell us what kind of man he was there.
He was a very restless guy. Every weekend, every school holiday, there were wild adventures. We could be going anywhere. We drove up into the deserts of Central Australia. We actually got flooded out one May holiday, and, you know, you're off to Alaska the next.
He was still alive at the 50th anniversary, no longer with us at the 60th. How do you feel about this particular anniversary?
Look, it'd be wonderful if he could be here for the Diamond Jubilee, but it was sensational that he was there for the 50th anniversary. He felt very strongly about being in Nepal on the actual day because it's a Nepalese mountain. But because it's the Diamond Jubilee, Jumling Tenzing Norgay's son and I really feel that this is Britain's anniversary. It was their expedition, their motivation, all of their logistics and their physiological research, and it's a Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth too, so it seems like the right place to be.
Sir Edmund Hillary's son, Peter, speaking there to our correspondent in London, Barbara Miller.
Now listen again.
It's 60 years to the day since New Zealander Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay conquered the world's highest mountain. They stayed on the summit of Mount Everest for just 15 minutes and descended to find themselves famous.
Everest conquered. The New Zealander, Edmund Hillary, got his first mail and congratulatory telegrams from George Lowe, a fellow countryman and expedition colleague. Us 35 miles from Kathmandu, capital of Nepal, Hillary and Tenzing were welcomed and congratulated by their fellow members of the expedition.
News of the successful ascent of a British expedition reached London shortly before the coronation of Queen Elizabeth, boosting the national mood. 6 decades on, the sons of the two mountaineers have returned to London for a day of celebrations, culminating in a reception which the Queen is expected to attend. Peter Hillary, Sir Edmund's son, has been speaking to Europe correspondent Barbara Miller.
It was an incredibly special time. Europe was a damaged place after the war. There was the coronation of a beautiful young queen, and suddenly the ultimate gift, you know, that a British expedition succeeded in climbing the world's highest mountain. But why it endures, I think, it sent a message to every single person that you could do it if you wanted to.
And an awful lot of people have taken that message to heart and do climb Everest. Are there too many people now trying to ascend the mountain?
Look, there are a lot of people up there. I was just up at Everest Base Camp actually last week, and it's a canvas city. They're very comfortable up there these days. But I think the answer is it's wonderful there are a lot of people up there, because no longer it's a groundbreaking event, but it is a huge event for those individuals. And I think it's wonderful they're doing it. But the pollution on Everest has also improved greatly. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised how clean Everest Base Camp was. There are still challenges. Human waste is the biggest one. These are always the unpleasant ones, which take a bit more innovation. But I think we're getting there. I think the mountain is not in too bad a shape.
Some reports recently of some climbers fighting with Sherpas on the mountain. Was that just a one-off incident, or is that an indication of tensions there?
You're looking at a place where there is high elevation. People are hypoxic. They're ego-driven. They're ambitious. They're exhausted. Emotions are close to the surface. Every so often, things happen. Look, that event was certainly lamentable. I don't think there are any clear right or wrongs. I think it was a great shame for climbing on Mount Everest for both sides.
What's it been like growing up in the shadow of this great man?
Oh, look, there's pros and cons with all of these things. But, I think actually Dad was a very inclusive fellow. As a small boy, he was dragging me up on climbs with various other famous mountaineers. And that was a marvellous experience.
And at home, tell us what kind of man he was there.
He was a very restless guy. Every weekend, every school holiday, there were wild adventures. We could be going anywhere. We drove into up into the deserts of central Australia, which got flooded out one May holiday, and, you know, you're off to Alaska the next.
He was still alive at the 50th anniversary, no longer with us at the 60th. How do you feel about this particular anniversary?
Look, it'd be wonderful if he could be here for the Diamond Jubilee, but it was sensational that he was there for the 50th anniversary. He felt very strongly about being in Nepal on the actual day because it's a Nepalese mountain. But because it's the Diamond Jubilee, Jumling Tenzing Norgay's son and I really feel that this is Britain's anniversary. It was their expedition, their motivation, all of their logistics and their physiological research, and it's a Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth too, so it seems like the right place to be.
Sir Edmund Hillary's son, Peter, speaking there to our correspondent in London, Barbara Miller.
This is the end of Task 2.